This is from Isfandar Moose. It's from Isfandar Moose in two senses. Isfandar Moose is the name of the angel of the earth. It's from the earth. And it's from our own dear friend, Isfandar Moose, who is a geologist and an adept of earth and climate, and who deeply knows what is happening in the alteration of the earth currently underway. This stone illustrates what we are undertaking. You see here, it's completely opaque. You can't see into it. But here it's been polished. And just look at the difference. Look how, opaque and dull is this side. Now this side has been polished. Just look, the light is shining out, you can peer inside, it's translucent. It's the same stone in two different conditions. So that's what we're doing, polishing, becoming more transparent. So I'm going to leave this here through the day, and if you would like to come and have a look at it, do. Let's resume the practice of elemental ascent. Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, Spirit of Guidance. Earth breath, pausing in the perineum. And as the breath spreads out, the four corners of the earth reveal themselves in the image of a yellow square. Lom, 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 lom. Long. and the water breath. Pausing inside the pelvis. The descending current of the breath. Visualizing a silver crescent moon. and the fire breath. Pausing at the navel. Within the current of the ascending breath. And conceiving a red triangle. Rom. breath. Swirling every which way. As one pauses in the chest, visualizing a blue disc. Yum. 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 and the ether breath. Directionless. Pervasive. Pausing in the throat. And attending to the beauty that is formless. Prior to all forms, posterior to all forms, indwelling in all forms. nails. Beloved Lord, Almighty God, through the rays of the sun, through the waves of the air, through the all-pervading light and space, purify and revivify us, and we pray, heal our bodies, hearts, and souls. And space opens up in the left breast. And keeps opening through the shoulder blade. And light streams into the corridor. As an unfurling plume rooted in the heart. Knit as you exhale. And now as you inhale, the wing draws in. And as you exhale, spreads out. And its flapping sweeps away the dust of all decayed residues, cobwebs. Gloom and fear and regret. Clearing the space of this moment. Samadhu, ya 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 samadhu. Ya samadhu, ya samadhu, ya samadhu.
sammadu, ya 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 open space in the right side of the chest. Opening out through the shoulder blade. And suffused with a very diaphanous light issuing from the center of the right breast. Unfurling plume-like and having materialized in draws as you inhale and extends as you exhale. Indeed, you're conscious now of both plumes, both wings, spreading out and drawing in. And having swept away distractions, what is evoked is the presence of the highest friend. The immortal beloved, whose traces have been found in everything lovable, everything beautiful. Enter the vortex of the solar plexus. Observing how the rays of the sun, the rays of all the stars, light ricocheting from every side, is indrawn, drained down, the whole sum of one's sensations spins down into the invisible. They're sublimated, translated beyond the grid of time and space. يا قيوم 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 يا the solar plexus is an inlet, The outlet is in the center of the chest. Molten, streaming, bursting. The internal externalized. There's a star in your chest. So far as the light of that star radiates, so far is the world illuminated in one's consciousness. Sum of all revealed in that starlight is the circumference of one's heart sphere. And as you are contained in the heart spheres of others, others are contained in yours, and these spheres overlap and mutually reflect. Out to the far horizon, ad infinitum. Each incarnate soul a world. A world within the world. And what is the world but the sum of these worlds that compose it, these acts of attention. If the attention is dim, the heart sphere is dim. If it's wakeful, the heart sphere is lucid. To inwardly survey with eyes closed the countenances that spiral around you, composing this sphere. Is called tavaggio. Seeing face to face. Turning your inner face to the faces of all who live in you. And the mantric word that we are given to enact this inner act is the word Fazul. Which may be said scanningly, surveyingly across the congregation of presences, or haltingly, more fixedly, attending to one, and then only after some time, another. A broad scan brings breadth, whereas a focused glance conveys depth. Both are necessary in the coherence of the heart sphere. And the beings we know as vast beings, the beings we know as pillars of the spiritual hierarchy, are ones whose tavajjo is vast and deep, and keeps the world together, a world that would otherwise crumble. Fazul,
Fall.
Rakatum. Thou who art the perfection of love, harmony, beauty, the Lord of heaven and earth, open our hearts that we may hear thy voice, which constantly cometh from within. Disclose to us thy divine light, which is hidden in our souls, that we may know and understand life better. Most merciful and compassionate God, give us thy great goodness. Teach us thy loving forgiveness. Raise us above the distinctions, differences which divide. Send us the peace, thy divine spirit, and unite us all in thy perfect being. Opening our eyes, now we can take a half hour's break.